Okay, welcome back everybody to our Reads in the Workplace Chabura. As in previous weeks, if anyone has any questions, please stick around after the shiur. Be happy to address anything and have a further discussion. So the Torah in Parshas Tetzaveh tells us all about the mitzvah of Big Day Kuhuna. The Parsha says, "Ve'asisa Big Day Kodesh le'aharon achicha lechavod le'sefares," that we are to make Big Day Kodesh, sanctified clothing for Aharon HaKohen, lechavod, for honor, ule'sefares, for splendor. Later on in the Parsha, the Parsha says, with respect to regular Kohanim as well, "Ve'esbanov takriv v'hilbashtam kutonos," you should bring close Aharon's children and you should garb them with cloaks, referring to the Big Day Kuhuna. So from these psukim, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel, in the 33rd Mitzvah, derives the Mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kuhuna, the Mitzvah to don, to wear the Big Day Kuhuna, the obligation for the Kohanim who serve in the Beis HaMikdash to wear Big Day Kuhuna while they do their service. So we're going to focus today on the topic of this Mitzvah of the Big Day Kuhuna, and I want to focus on the following three questions. The first one is to define more precisely what exactly is the mitzvah. And if you pay careful attention, even from the language itself in the psukim, it's not exactly clear. There's a bit of ambiguity. On the one hand, the pasuk that we first quoted says, ve'asisa vigdei kodesh, highlighting the verb asiya, to make or to construct, meaning the simple interpretation would be that the mitzvah would be to make the clothing. But of course, typically, when we think about the Big Day Kuhuna, we think about the Kohanim wearing the Big Day Kuhuna. We think about the mitzvah of Levisha, the mitzvah for the Kohanim to don the clothing while they're doing their service. So we're going to want to dig a little bit deeper into the precise definition of the mitzvah. That's question number one. From there, we will transition to another question. We'll try to address the nature and the character of the mitzvah of Big Day Kuhuna. What's the legal purpose for the Big Day Kuhuna? What role do they play within the broader framework of Avodah, of service in the Beis HaMikdash? And lastly, we're going to try to focus as well on the status of the Big Day Kuhuna themselves, meaning the clothing itself. What status does it have? Is it a Mikdash-oriented implement? So for example, in last week's parasha, we read all about the Aron and the Shulchan and the Menorah. And at the end of this week's parasha, we're going to learn about the Mizbeach Ketores, the Mizbeach HaZahav, the Mizbeach that was placed inside the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, where they used to sacrifice the Ketores, the scents, in the Mikdash. So, and smack in the middle of that entire discussion, the Torah tells us about the Big Day Kuhuna, and that raises, you know, a big question. Does the Torah perceive the Big Day Kuhuna also as a type of vessel or implement for the Mikdash, just like the ones that surround it on either end? What exactly is the status of the Big Day Kuhuna? We're going to discuss that as well. So let's begin first with our opening question, with defining the mitzvah of Big Day Kuhuna. So there's one opinion, and that's the opinion of the Bahag, the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, according to the interpretation of the Ramban, who actually kind of rejects the whole premise of this question. The Bahag is of the opinion that there is no positive commandment that's associated with the Big Day Kuhuna. There is only one commandment that's associated with the Big Day Kuhuna, and that is a prohibition. What's that prohibition? So that would be the prohibition to serve in the Beis HaMikdash without wearing the clothing. That if you had a Kohen and he decided to offer a Korban without donning the Big Day Kuhuna, he would violate a prohibition and his service would be disqualified. However, when a Kohen does follow the correct protocol and he wears the Big Day Kuhuna, he doesn't fulfill any positive commandment. Rather, he only avoids having transgressed a negative commandment. So that's the opinion of the Bahag, according to the interpretation of the Ramban. However, others, many of the Mefarshim, in fact, most of them, do believe that there is a positive fulfillment associated with the Big Day Kuhuna. The Rambam, as we quoted before, in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel, and in the Yad HaChazaka, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam was of the opinion that there is a mitzvah of Levisha. There's a mitzvah to wear the clothing, and we're going to expand on our discussion of the Rambam in just a moment. But for now, suffice it to say that for the Rambam, the definition of the mitzvah is that it's one of wearing. It's to wear the clothing. In contrast, Rav Sajagon, According to Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla, who wrote, he was one of the Achronim of the 19th century, he wrote a whole treatise on Rav Sadja Gaon's Sefer HaMitzvos. So Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla argues that according to Rav Sadja Gaon, there is a mitzvah of asiya, that when the pasuk says ve'asisa vigdei kodesh, it means just as it says. It means that there's a mitzvah to make the Big Day Kahuna, separate and apart from the wearing of the Big Day Kahuna. And the truth is that there would be a major, major practical difference between the Rambam and Rav Sadja Gaon, whether the mitzvah is to wear the clothing or the mitzvah is to make the clothing. And that's as follows. Upon whom does the obligation rest? Who's obligated to perform the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna? According to the Rambam, it's the Kohanim, and that's what we would all think. Of course, the Kohanim are the ones who wear the Big Day Kahuna. Very good. But according to Rav Sadja Gaon, the mitzvah actually befalls the tzibur. It's the congregation, it's the community, it's Klal Yisrael that has the obligation to make the Big Day Kahuna, not the Kohanim. There's a separate obligation to make the Big Day Kahuna, and that falls upon the Tzibur. So, be it as it may, we've explored a couple of different options as to the definition of the mitzvah, whether there's no mitzvah at all, there's only a prohibition, and that's the Bahag, or whether there is a mitzvah, and if there is a mitzvah, then what is it? According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah of Levisha, to wear, whereas according to Rav Sadja Gaon, it's a mitzvah of Asiya, to make. Let's now transition to a very related question, which is how exactly does this analysis or this discussion shed light on the legal purpose, the character of the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna? And to explain this question, a bit of background is helpful. So Rav Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Asvun De'Orais, Rav Yosef Engel wrote a whole number of Sfarim. He's very famous for his Sefer Gilyonei Hashas. So he also wrote a Sefer called Asvun De'Oraisa. And he has a nice piece there where he develops two possible perspectives on the need for Big Day Kahuna. One is to argue that the Big Day Kahuna are necessary for what we might say the Gavra, the person. Meaning to say that the Big Day Kahuna are necessary for the Kohen to attain the status of Kohen. For someone to be considered a servant in the Mikdash, he needs to be wearing certain clothing. The truth is that this is the literal interpretation of that which the Gemara says in a couple of places, a Gemara in Zvachim Adaf Yud Zayin, a Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara says that Bizman shebigdehem aleihem kihunasam aleihem, Bizman she'ein bigdehem aleihem, Ein kihunasam aleihem. What does that mean? That when the Kohanim wear the Big Day Kahuna, then kihunasam aleihem, then they are considered to be Kohanim. But when they're not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, then they're not considered to be Big Day Kohanim. So much so that the Gemara says that when a Kohen serves in the Beis HaMikdash and he's not wearing his Big Day Kahuna, he is considered like a Zar, like a non-Kohen. And that's the violation that he transgresses. And that's the disqualification of his service. The fact that a non-Kohen did the Avodah. So even if I actually happen to be a Kohen, so even if I did the Avodah, if I weren't wearing the Big Day Kahuna, I would be considered like a non-Kohen. That perspective, taken very literally, assumes that the Big Day Kahuna are necessary to afford the person the status of Kohen. That's one idea that Rav Yosef Engel develops. Another distinct idea is perhaps that the Big Day Kahuna are not really necessary to afford me the status of Kohen. I've been a Kohen since I was born, and I will be a Kohen regardless of whether I wear those begadim. Rather, the begadim are necessary from the perspective of the avoda, of the service, which means to say as follows. The avoda has a lot of requirements. For example, you need to use certain implements. It has to be in certain locations. There are certain postures that are necessary. There's a whole slew of things that are prerequisites for the avoda. So in addition, there's also a certain uniform that's a prerequisite for the avoda. There's a certain set of clothing that needs to be worn in order for the avoda to count, in order for it to register and be valid. And if that's the case, then it doesn't really have an effect on me and my status as a Kohen, but rather it enables or facilitates the validity of the avoda. Those are the two perspectives that Rav Yosef Engel develops in what the legal purpose would be for the Bigdei Kuhuna. So now we can connect the dots, we can relate that back to the discussion of the precise definition of the mitzvah. And as follows, for the Bahag was of the opinion that there's no positive commandment. There's only a negative commandment. There's a prohibition to serve in the mikdash without wearing the begadim. So why is that? So perhaps we could argue as follows, that according to the Bahag, the whole purpose for the Bigdei Kuhuna is facilitative. The function of the Bigdei Kuhuna is to enable the validity and the registering of the avoda. It's a din ba'avoda, as the briskers might say. The avoda can't be done without the begadim. The begadim are a prerequisite for the avoda. Are you fulfilling anything positive by wearing the begadim? No, you're just doing something that ensures that the avoda that's done is good, that it's valid, that it's legitimate. So if that's the case, then it makes perfect sense that according to the Bahag, we would not count a positive mitzvah. Because for the Bahag, the Bigdei Kuhuna are a hechsher to the avoda. They facilitate the validity of the avoda. In stark contrast to that perspective, the Rambam would be of the opinion that no, there's an intrinsic kiyum, there's an intrinsic fulfillment that is achieved by wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna. And that's why we count it as its own mitzvah. In fact, the Lev Sameach, who we actually quoted last week as well, one of the commentators on the Sifrei HaMitzvos of the Rambam, the Lev Sameach makes the argument that The second idea that we presented from Rav Yosef Engel is exactly what the Rambam has in mind. That the Bigdei Kuhuna sanctify the Kohen. They afford the Kohen the status of servant in the Mikdash. They afford him the status of Kohen. By wearing those clothing, then Bizman Bigdehem Alehem Kuhunasam Alehem. And therefore, there's a positive fulfillment by wearing the clothing. It's not just that it enables and facilitates the Avoda, but rather it invests a status in the person himself. Rav Chaim was of the opinion that another proof to this, that there's an intrinsic fulfillment of Levishas Begadim, and that it's not strictly tied to the Avoda, is the fact that the Bigdei Kuhuna were worn outside of the context of the Avoda in certain cases as well. I'll give you two examples. One example is when the Kohen used to do She'elas Urim V'tumim, when he used to consult the Urim V'tumim for very significant questions. The Gemara describes how when there used to be a consultation with the Urim V'tumim, so one would wear the Bigdei Kuhuna as well. Or another example, the Para Aduma. When the whole service of the Para Aduma was done, so then Bigdei Kuhuna were worn as well. Even though the Para Aduma was not sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash the way other sacrifices are, it's a totally different process. But nonetheless, the Bigdei Kuhuna were worn. Because what's the whole idea for the Rambam? The idea for the Rambam is that there's an intrinsic value to wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna, which is the investment of the status of Kuhuna within the person wearing them, and that value is achieved in all contexts in which the Begadim are relevant and purposeful. So it doesn't have to be the Avoda itself, per se. It can be other contexts as well, where the Bigdei Kuhuna still are relevant and purposeful, and therefore, in those contexts, they sanctify the Kohen and invest within him that status of the Kuhuna. So now we can transition to our third question, which is, how exactly should we describe the status of the Bigdei Kuhuna themselves as an object? Are they considered what we might call a kli sharis? A kli sharis are vessels, implements that were used in the Beis HaMikdash that were sanctified because they were dedicated to their use in the Beis HaMikdash. So would we consider Bigdei Kuhuna as well to be considered a kli sharis? Are they invested with kedusha the same way that other vessels that were used in the Beis HaMikdash are invested with such sanctity? So the background to this question is that the Gemara in Zvachim, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and in other contexts as well, actually uses and employs the term kli sharis to describe the Bigdei Kuhuna. And Rashi there says that whenever the Gemara uses the term Kohen Kasher uvikli sharis, that we require a Kasher Kohen, a fit Kohen. And Kli Shares, what the Gemara means is that it refers to the Kohen wearing the Bigdei Kohuna. The Gemara uses the term Kli Shares to refer to the Bigdei Kohuna. So this leads to a machlokas between the Rishonim whether the Bigdei Kohuna really do have the status of Kli Shares or not. The Rambam was certainly of the opinion that the Bigdei Kohuna have the status of Kli Shares. The Rambam discusses Bigdei Kohuna in the halachos of Klei HaMikdash. It's quite a striking placement for the Rambam, where the Rambam clearly considers the Bigdei Kohuna to be part of the kelim, part of the vessels that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. And moreover, Tosfos in Kiddushin, and Daf Nun Dalid Amen Aleph says explicitly as well that the Bigdei Kohuna do constitute a form of Kli Shares, of a sanctity, of sanctified vessels that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. However, others disagreed with that perspective. The Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash points out that the Ritva, one of the Rishonei Svarad, a Talmid of the Rashba, so the Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Nun Dalid Amen Aleph disagrees, and he argues that the Bigdei Kohuna do not have the status of Kli Shares. Why? Because they are only what he calls machshirei avoda. They facilitate the avoda. Since they play a facilitative purpose, they don't invest sanctity in anything. They just facilitate the avoda, so therefore they're not considered to have kedusha within them. Rather, they're just considered donated to the Beis HaMikdash. So their monetary value is owned by the Beis HaMikdash. However, the kedusha of the Mikdash is not invested within it. They lack what's called kedushas haguf. They lack a kedusha embedded within the object itself. And that's because, as the Ritva explains, the Bigdei Kohuna were just machshirei avoda. They only enabled the avoda. So what's the root of the dispute between these opinions and the Rishonim? On the one hand, we have the Rambam and Tosfos, who hold that the Bigdei Kohuna are considered a Kli Shares, whereas according to the Ritva, they're not. So perhaps the machlokas goes along the exact lines as what we've developed so far. According to the Ritva, so we're adopting the perspective of the Bahag, the perspective that the Bigdei Kohuna play a facilitative role, that they're a hechsher avoda, they're necessary for the legitimacy and the validity of the avoda. And since that's the case, they're not investing sanctity in anything. Rather, they're just another prerequisite, just like the avoda needs to be done while standing, and just like the avoda needs to be done in a certain location, so too the avoda needs to be done with a certain uniform. Since that's the case, they're not considered a Kli Shares. They don't invest Kedusha. They don't have Kedusha within them that then transfers to something else. However, according to the Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos, if the Bigdei Kohuna make the Kohen a Kohen, if they invest Kedusha within the Kohen, so then we can view the Bigdei Kohuna as a Kli Shares. That when the Kohen dons those Bigdei Kohuna, it's those Begadim, it's those eight or four objects that are giving the Kohen the status that he is vying for, the status of Kohen. And therefore, the Begadim would have the status of Kli Shares. Just to connect this to Purim, which is upcoming in a couple of days, it was a very, very interesting Mare Makom. Rabbi Shalom Rasner has a very nice article on this topic, and I saw that he quoted this Achron of the Sefer HaMakna in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Dalin Amin Aleph. He tries to bring a proof for the Ritva's position that the Bigdei Kohuna are not actually Kli Shares. And his proof is from a Gemara in Megillah, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, which says that Achashverosh was punished for using the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to read on Thursday night, Friday morning, V'chelim mikelim shonim. That's a reference to Achashverosh's usage of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says that he was not punished for wearing the Bigdei Kohuna. So the Sefer HaMakna says, you see there, that there must be a difference between the Kelim, and the Big Day Kahuna, that the Big Day Kahuna are not considered like the other vessels and implements that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why Achashverosh was punished for using the Kalim, but not for wearing the Big Day Kahuna. So that's just a nice Purim connection for our upcoming Yom Tov. So to conclude on a point of Machshava, we started by saying that V'asu Big Day Kodesh L'Aron Achicha L'Chavod U'L'Sif Ares, that the Big Day Kahuna are made L'Chavod U'L'Sif Ares. Rav Shamshon Nofal Hirsch comments, many others as well, that lechavod is the reason why the Big Day Kahuna are lechavod is because they express the meaning of the kahuna. They display, they demonstrate what the kahuna is all about and the aspirations of the kahuna. And at the same time, they're lesif ares because they play or they do something to the kohen who wears them. They beautify the kohen. They distinguish the kohen. They show his singular role. So if that's the case, then the Big Day Kahuna play a dual role. They're what I would say at once both a cause and also a reflection. They're a cause in that they sanctify the Kohen, they afford him the status, but they also are a reflection in that they call attention to the special stature of the Kahuna and its status and within the broader Klal Yisrael. The Big Day Kahuna become the paradigmatic example of how we might say the clothes make the man, but at the same time, they reflect that inner aspiration of the person who wears them. The Big Day Kahuna express the character of the Kohen, and they represent exactly what the Kohen is supposed to be, is a role model for the rest of the nation. I wish everybody a great rest of the week and a Purim Sameach.